Okay, today's daf is daf Chafav, the end of the second, beginning of the third parak, Maseches Yevamos. We'll start again from the two dots on Chaf Hei Mabez. Chaf Hei Mabez, the two dots. Just one, Ha'ara, I mentioned we're going to talk about Pagina Dibur a little bit, just one makar from yesterday. And that is, we had a machlokas between Rav Yosef and Rava. When a person says, Poni Ravani Lertzoni, if somebody was ma'anis mi lertzoni, do we throw out the whole testimony because of Eina de Mesa Matzma Rasha? That was the shita of Rava and Rav Yosef. And Rava says, Adam Karav Eslatzma Veina de Mesa Matzma Rasha. The person is a Karav to himself. We spoke a little bit yesterday about what that means. A person can't make himself into a Rasha when it comes to Eidas, and therefore we throw out his testimony of lertzoni, but we accept his testimony of Ploni Rav Ani. The Ritva has an important ha'ara, which is related to the sugya. V'im tomar v'ha'kaimalan eda shebala miksasa bala kula. How could you say the principle of palgin and dibur, we split his words, isn't there a principle that if half the edus is thrown out, the whole edus is thrown out? Eda shebala miksasa bala kula. So how can you ignore half of it? If half of it is no good, so you can't listen to any of it. Yishlomar says the Ritva, no, this is what it means. The Hachikar, Masha Meyed al Atzmo, Shinirva al Ritzona, Oshaharag, Eino Eidus, Elahodav, Elonispata Klum, Mimashahu Nikra Eidus. No, once we say Pagin and Dibura, what does that mean, says the Ritva? The part that he testified about him is not Pasul Eidus. It's not Eidus at all. It's as if he's not talking, as if he didn't say anything. Zahainu Mishameyed al Chaveru, it's not like other Eduyos which have a problem with it. But we view it as if this was not Eidus at all. And that's why we quote the Gemara in Makos, where it says a similar idea, by the Gemara says, the Roveya Yatzil, and every time you have a murder case, shouldn't, if you hold, the Gemara's context is that maybe there's the status of an Eid starts at the moment of the act itself. Since if that's true, the Gemara suggests that nobody can ever be put to death, because the victim is always a nogea bedavar to the attackers. Therefore, nobody should ever be put to death. So the Gemara there answers, no. B'mekayme ha'davar akasim medaber. That, and the way that the Rashi and others there in Makos Davav explain it, is that no, certain people don't even have the status of Eidus. So to hear, says the Ritva, certain parts of Eidus don't have the status of Eidus. It's not Pasul Eidus, which would then destroy the rest of it, but it's not even in the Parsha of Eidus at all. So that is just the Har of the Ritva, the relationship between Pagina Dibura and Eidus Shavala Miksasa Batla Kula. This case is not a problem of Pasul Eidus, but it's not Eidus at all once we knock out the part that is about himself. Okay, just that Ha'ara, and now we go back to where we are up to. Let's start with the two dots on Chaf Hei Amabes. The Mishnah had said that if a Chacham asers a woman b'neder, meaning if she took a neder, as Rashi explains, not to get hana'ah from her husband, and the husband was not made for the neder, and then she came to the Chacham to get Hatar Sadarim, and the Chacham says, oh, I'm sorry, I can't help you, I don't know what... I don't know how I could be mounted this neder, and he does it. And because of that, the husband divorces this woman. The chacham is not allowed to then go and marry this woman. Because, again, there's this chashad issue, similar to what we had in the last Mishnah of Nitan, but here we have it by the chacham. And the Gemara Mishnah had continued that if mi'un or chalitza took place in front of this chacham, that it would be mutter. Why? Because this chacham is part of a bezdin. There are three people there, and therefore we're not choshed that three people are going to sin in order that one of these people could marry this woman. So says the Gemara, time of the bezdin, habitrelo. Sebastian, the only reason here that we trust the chacham and we say that he's allowed to marry her is because this was a bezdin and there were three people. Habitrelo. Mashmet, if it was only two people, maybe we would not trust two people. But is that really true? Maishnameha, but in the following case, we do trust two people. Ditznan, the Mishnah says, or it's really Ditanya, it's not a Mishnah, Eidim achasumen al stei mekach, Eidim that are signed on a field, a stei mekach. Somebody sold the field. V'yal get isha, lo chashu chachavim l'davar, or two Eidim that are signed on the get. Not like we had yesterday in the Mishnah where you were talking about the person who brought the get and said b'fari nechta. But let's say the two Eidim that are signed on the get, the Mishnah said, the Brisa says that either of those Eidim are allowed to marry this woman. Either of those Eidim are allowed to buy that field. What do you mean? I thought two people we won't trust. Our Mishnah is mashma that only three people we will trust. Mashma, two people we will not trust in this type of case. Yet over there, in the Braisa, it seems to say that we would trust two people. So the Gemara says, no, really, we would trust two people. Why does our Mishnah then say three? It's to tell us an additional chiddush. He gufa kamashvel, and you know why our Mishnah talks about three? La afuki mi manda amar miyan bifnei shnayim, to go against the manda amar, which we'll have later on, that miyan can be done in front of two people. Kamashvel on miyan begimel. The Mishnah is just telling you the chiddush that miyan happens to be done in front of a bezin, in front of three, but lav dafka, that it has, that we needed three in order to trust this chacham. Even two would be enough. The Ritva again here brings up the following question that's dealt with by the Rishonim. Can the Gemara says here that the two Eidim that are chasam on the Sada, they can, one of them could go by the field afterwards. Can both of them buy the field? Could both of them? What if the two people that are involved, they both want to act based on their earlier action? Could they both buy the field? Because the Ritva quotes a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, why do we allow this person that signed on the get or that signed on the field by the field afterwards? The Yerushalmi says, She'ein beiz mitsuyin lachto bishvil echad. Two people are going to sin. I'm not going to sin with you in order to, because you want to do something. You want to marry this girl, so I'm going to sign the get with you, even though it's a false get. That's not going to happen, says the Yerushalmi. Ein beiz mitsuyin lachto bishvil echad. If that's true, then, says the Ritva, what if two people are going to get benefit afterwards? So do we take this Yerushalmi literally, that two people are going to sit for one, but two people will sit for two, and therefore if it was two people together buying the field afterwards, so then you can't have two people marrying her, because a woman can only be married to one man. But either way, in the case of the Mekach, so that's 2 days here. Yesh Omrim, says the Ritva, based on a riff, B'stei Mekach dumi to get isho miyan shelacho echad mehen. Only if one of them, but if both people, we would not let both parties who signed on this shtar buy this field together. Aval, he quotes, his haramzal haya omer the stomach omer b'afilu kishalachu shneim. Even if both of them would buy it, don't take the Yerushalmi so literally. Two people aren't chashud to lie in this case. Even if both of them are going to be chote, the Ritva quotes that still, two people are in Choshud, and therefore they would be able to buy the field. Okay, 2 days in the Ritva. Ibailahu, let's continue. Kanis Moshe Yotzi. What happens in this case? They weren't supposed to get married. If they got married, Moshe Yotzi. So do they have to get divorced? So which case are we talking about here? Of Kanis Moshe Yotzi. So the Rashi here says, second to last line, Achacham va'amevi get koi. Talking about both cases. Both this case of our Mishnah, the Chacham, where the Chacham didn't matir this case of the woman, and he married her, and it's also referring to the previous case of Hamotziget. It's also referring to the case where yesterday's Mishnah, where the man brings a get from Medinas Hayam and says, Befani Nechtav and Befani Nechtam, and there also we say, because we're relying on him, he's not allowed to marry her. Also in that case, the question of the Gemara is, Kanish Ma'oshe Yotzi. Other Rishonim, most other Rishonim argue with Rashi, and they say it's only talking about the Chachab case. Only talking about this case right here, because there's no real chshash of mamzeris eishes ish there. There's a chshad issue. But in the case of the get, if he's lying, it's an eishes ish. Eishes ish that he's marrying. So that the stakes are higher, and therefore, most say that we're not asking about that case. Also a raya from the following Gemara, which we're about to do, but that is at least misvara, why most Rishonim argue with this, right? That's what the Grub points out. He quotes Kakaz of Rambam v'Shulchan Aruch, like Rashi, Aval Arash Bekasav, and the other Chachmei Svarad, Tzolokai Raka Masisa Zu Al HaChacham. Right? That's what the Grub quotes in that bracketed Aleph on the Rashi. Either way, that's the question. So if this one, the Chacham, was married, or others, Moshe Yotzi, does he have to get divorced? So it's a machlokas. Rav Kahana Amar, Kanas Motzi. Rav Ashi Amar, Kanas Eina Motzi. Machlokas, whether he has to be Motzi or not. Tani Lahu, Rav Zute, Debei Rav Papi, Kedivri Amar, Kanas Eina Motzi. They said a brisa in front, Rav Zute, Debei Rav Papi, said a brisa, that Eino Motzi, he does not have to get divorced. Amar Le Rabbanan, Le Rav Ashi, Gemara, Usvara. Do you have a Misora that this is true, that Eino Motzi, or is it a Svara? Or is it based on some type of logic? So Amar Lahu Masdi Sadhi. So he answered, it's based on our Mishnah, our previous Mishnah, where our Mishnah says, Hanitan Mishivcha Vidishtachucha Miyavezgachavim Vidisgaira. So if somebody is rumored to have a relationship with the Shivcha Vidishtachucha, and then she is freed, or with a non Jew, Miyavezgachavim Vidisgaira, then she becomes Jewish, Harizel Yichnos. The Mishnah said that he shouldn't get married, Yibkadas Ein Motzi. But if he did get married, we do not force him to get divorced. Alma, what do you see from that previous Mishnah? Beridina lo mafkinam. Just because of rumors, we don't force him to get divorced. So to hear, this is just a chshad rumor type of issue, and that's why the Chacham is not allowed to marry. But Rashi says, but let's say in the seifa of that previous Mishnah, nitan alishas ish, that's something more serious, and therefore we wouldn't allow. That's more mechu or hadavar. That's a second raya that some mafarshim ask against Rashi, because the contrast is to the eishes ish case. But in the motzi hamevi get, that is an eishes ish case. So if that was the question, there wouldn't be such a contrast. If the Gemara was also asking, like Rashi says, by the mevi get case, the stakes are just as high about eishes ish and mechu or hadavar. So that's another raya that the Rishonim bring, that they think the question is only about the Chacham, because the Chacham is similar to the rumors issue, that he shouldn't marry this woman because there's a rumor, but there's no ish, as serious of an issue as an Asus ish, because, so that's why that question, that for sure would be Kanas Yotzi, like we said in the case of the Asus ish. That was the question that you were going to ask?
Yeah, but it was being the Chacham case is Asus ish, he's using the matter to marry a woman.
Even the Chacham case, but Lamaisa, the man divorced his wife. The man divorced his wife. You might have been for reasons that he could have been avoided. Could have been avoided. We're going to talk about. But still, there was an ashesish discussion here. Okay. Next Mishnah says the Mishnah, continuing in all these this issue of chshad v'kulam, in all these cases. And now Rashi says in all the cases, in the case of the chacham, and the case of the one who brought the get, the one in all these cases, and the one hamayid beisha, or about the man who comes and says your husband died. In all these cases where the Mishnah had previously said this man is not allowed to marry this woman because it doesn't look right, but shahayu lahem nashim v'mesu. In all the cases, if they were all married. If these men were married at the time that this event took place, meaning at the time that he said that Reuven said your husband died and therefore you can get married, if Reuven was married at this time, or the Chacham was married at this time, or the Mevi Get was married at this time, and then subsequently their own wives died, Muteris L'Nasil Lahem. So then they can marry these women. We assume that if they were happily married at the time, so then they weren't thinking, they weren't doing something in order, you know, to be able to marry this other woman. So if they had their own wives at the time, mutaros lidasi lahem, we assume that they're allowed to marry these other women. And we'll get back to that first case in a minute. Let's first read the Mishnah. V'kulan shenisu la'acherim. Also, if these women married somebody else in between, after they found out that their husband died, they didn't go straight to marry this person who testified, or the person who brought the get. They married some other man in between, v'niskarshu, and then they got divorced from that other man, oshenis almanu, or they became widowed from that other man, mutaris l'nasi lahem. Again, we assume now there's no chshad, because they married somebody else in between. So obviously this wasn't done, bedafka, to get this relationship, so they married somebody else in between, again, mutar. Part 3, v'kulon mutaros l'bnei mola'acheyem. And also, they could directly, right away, marry the relative of the Chacham or the aide. We don't assume that he was going to lie so that this woman could go marry my relative. So therefore, in all these cases, the woman is allowed to marry his relatives. Okay, three parts of the Mishnah. Let's go back to the first part for a minute. The first part said that if these men were married to other women at the time that this event took place, that then their wife died, they can marry these women right away. Look at Rashi for a minute. Rashi says, second Rashi, Shehayu lahem nashim, b'shas maisa, v'mesu la'achar zman, mutar zeh l'nasi lahem. If they had wives at the time, and then they died, la'achar zman, mutar to marry them. What's extra in Rashi? La'achar zman. Yes, the Aruch Lener, what does Rashi need that for? What do you mean la'achar zman? What if they die tomorrow? What do you mean, they have to die 6 months later, 5 years later? What's the La'achar Zman? What's Rashi trying to add by La'achar Zman? So the Aruch Lener suggests, he says, maybe Rashi's bothered by a question on this whole Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? If they had another woman, another wife at the time, then no problem. What do you mean? Why no problem? A man can be married to two wives, even if he's married to her. So let him marry somebody else. Why aren't we still choshed? Why aren't we still choshed that he's going to he'll marry the other woman? That's what bothers Rashi. L'chora loma mutaris b'meisu. Ha'akati ish shashi yirt sheratza lisa usa al ishto. Tohamitidit tegemar mutar lisa beis nashim. That's why Rashi writes l'achar zvan. L'achar zvan is because you're right. If it was tomorrow, it would look bad. Because a man's allowed to marry two women. She died months and months later, and now, okay, there's no chshad now. She died months later, so obviously he was happily married, and now, you know, this is a totally separate event. You're right, even though he says, there's a low plug. Let's say Lamaisa, she does die tomorrow, he would still be able to be married to her. Because there's a low plug issue, but really, Misvara, Rashi says, really, it should only apply La'achar Zman, because then there wouldn't be a chshad. If she dies very soon, then there wouldn't be a hechruf, there wouldn't be a hochacha, that there's no chshad here. Yeah. But if there
waiting
is,
time,
if they waited time and she didn't die, but she didn't die. Okay, but still there's not a hechra, because there we can still say that he waited maybe bedafka, but here his wife died, a totally different event happened that was out of his control, so therefore that's what he says, why Rashi says that la'achar zman. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Mesu in Nisgar Shulo. What does it sound like from our Mishnah? In this case, again, the case number one, where the man, any of these men, the man who said your wife died, the man who said who brought the get, the chacham, who could it be matzah the nether of the woman? In all these cases, if they were married at the time, no problem. They could, and then their wife died, they could get married these women. Mesu in Nisgar Shulo. Only if, mashma from our Mishnah, only if they died subsequently, these men could then marry these other women. Nisgar shulo. But if, let's say, the chacham or the a divorced his wife, no. It's mashma not. No, because maybe you divorce your wife, so you can marry this other woman. Because the Mishnah only says mesu. To contrast it to the second case of the Mishnah, which also said nisgarshu. Amar le Rav Hillel, Rav Ashi, v'atanya vila nisgarshu. We have a brisa that says, even if they divorce their wives afterwards, it's still mutter. Not dafka, misa, which is out of your control, but even nisgarshu. Gemara has two answers. Lo kasha, answer number one. Hada haviktata, hada lo haviktata. It depends if the husband and the wife were having serious marital conflicts at the time or not. So which is which? Which is which? Which is the one that Nisgarshu works, which is the one that Nisgarshu doesn't work? So Rashi says that if they were having conflicts beforehand, then obviously it's the conflicts that caused the gerushin, not the rutzon to marry this other woman. So therefore, in that case, he would be allowed to marry this other woman right away. Masha Enkein, if there was no conflict, and then he divorced his wife right after this event, that obviously was because he wanted to marry this other woman, and that's why there is this chshad. That's Rashi Shita, that if there was ktata, then it is better. Says the Yamshal Shlomo, the Marshal in our Gemara. I don't know if we've talked about the Yamshal Shlomo too much. There's a Marshal in Yavamis. The Yamshal Shlomo says just the opposite. I think it's just the opposite. If there's ktata, meaning this psak comes to him. This psak comes to him, he knows he's having problems at home. Look at this woman. Great idea. I'm having problems, so let me give this psak. I'll go divorce my wife. So there you have to be worried. If there's ktata at the time, then you have to be worried that now we have this idea at the time of the psak. If he's happily married at home, so then we're not choshesh anything. So it's a machlokas between Rashi and the Yamshal Shlomo how to interpret this plot of the Gemara.
The Yamshal Shlomo is much more reasonable.
The Yamshal Shlomo seems like pashtus. Right. Seems like pashtus, and maybe that's the Mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch, paskin like Rashi. Shulchan Aruch says, so Paskas, I'm sorry, Paskas like the Yamshal Shlomo. If you look in Hilchas Ishus, in Siman Yud Beis and Evan Ezer, where this line is quoted, says the Ramah, how are you quoting the Mukhi Yosef here in Yavamis? What if the women were sick? What if their wives were sick at the time? Rahman al Islan. We're going to talk about that case. Says the Mukhi Yosef quoted in the Ramah, then they can't get married. If their wives were sick at the moment, at that time, and they were, so they saw that they were going to be Almond soon. So then says the Ramah, Hayinu Shoseihem Cholim Vamesu Lo Yikansu. Because also there it smacks of a negative. The Chalakas Machokik says, where does the Mukhi Yosef get this from? Because it's like the case of Ktata. like the case of Tata, like against Rashi. I don't think he quotes the Epshah Shlomo here. He says, Epshah Lohober Lafarish HaGemara, if Chavi Bashapirish Rashi be Yavamis. Right? Because that's where this comes from. Just like if she was sick at the time, then maybe we're worried that when he gave testimony that the husband died or that he didn't matter the neder, we're worried that it was because of the Tata. So too, maybe he was worried because he already foresaw that he wasn't going to be married soon. So that's what the Chalkas Mechokik in Yud Beis Beis goes in the derech of the Epshah Shlomo, not in the derech of Rashi. Yeah. In the case of Mace, again, this is only within Niskarsha we're talking about.
Right.
Oh, so you're saying, even Rashi might say the Chola case.
Right.
Okay, so in the Chinami, but he's saying the Chola is a parallel, at least it's a parallel to the Amshal Shlomo's Pshat, because in both these cases, if there's something else happening here, we're worried that caused him to give a problematic Psak. Okay, but that is one answer in the Gemara. Again, do we say, steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa? The Mishnah seems to say that only if their wives died later are they allowed to marry these women that they testified about. Well, the Braisa says even if they divorced them later. So number one answer is it depends if it's Ketata or not. Vibai Sehemo or another answer, they're both about Ketata. Hava Hadala or Hadala Hadala Havik Tata. I'm sorry, without Ketata. Velo Kasha Hada Argal Hu Hada Argilahi. Who started the divorce proceedings? Who was the one that got the ball rolling? If it was him, then we're worried because he was the one. Maybe he caused this. He did this maybe to be able to marry this other woman. But if she started it, Argilahi, so then we don't have any chashos because it was out of his control. Period. Okay. And the second case of the Mishnah. What was the second case? If these women married somebody else in between, and then that other, they became widowed, or they became divorced, so then again, this other man is allowed to marry them. So Gemara says, Kosal kedaitach misa amisa v'gershin agershin. We have a couple of previous cases. Let's remember these cases that we had in the previous Mishnayos. One case, let's talk about two of the cases. One case was, a man comes to court and says, Sarah, your husband's dead. Feel free to get married. Case number one. Case number two, Sarah, here is your get. I saw it. I'm bringing it from Adidas Ayam. B'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. So, in both those cases, what does our Mishnah say? If Sarah then goes and marries somebody else, and that other husband dies or divorces her, then Sarah is allowed to get married to the witness that testified about her. That's what our Mishnah said. So the Gemara suggests, our Mishnah here says, if Sarah marries somebody else, and then her husband dies or gets divorced, are we to assume, says the Gemara, that the cases match up? Meaning, the first case from the last Mishnah says that Reuven came and says, Sarah, your husband died. Then Sarah gets remarried, and then her other husband dies. And now our Mishnah says, Sarah is allowed to get married to the third husband. A, Misa Amisa. And should we say Gershon, a Gershon lineup? Meaning, Sarah, eight come and say, Sarah, here's your get. Then she goes and gets married somebody else, and then that person divorces her. And now she's going to marry somebody else, meaning Gerishin HaGerishin. The two Gerishins happened in the same case, two Misas happened in the same case. Are we to assume that that's what's happening here? Because if that's true, then that's a big chiddush. Because let's think about the case of the Misa. Right? Reuven comes and says, Sarah, your husband died. And now Sarah marries somebody else, and now her husband dies again. So now, what does the Misha say? She can marry the original guy again, a third husband. What's the issue here? She's already had two husbands that have died. Or she's already have two husbands that have divorced her. This is an issue called katlanis. Do we say, let's read the Mishnah, let's read the Gemara, Neima Matzisa de lo karevi. If our Mishnah is really saying that after her two husbands have died, she can marry the third one, this is going against Rebbe. De'ika Rebbe, because if it's like Rebbe, who we have here and later on, Ha'amar betray sibni have a chazaka. We know in general there's a machlokes, how many times create a chazaka, two or three? So we generally pass it three times as a chazaka. But when it comes to tzachar sefashis, many times we pass it two times as a chazaka. And therefore, Rebbe says, if a woman has two husbands that have died, we think that maybe she's a katlanis, her mazel is causing her to have her husbands die, therefore we will not allow her to marry the third man, because we're worried for his life. We're worried that she's a katlanis. So therefore, our Mishnah then seems to be saying that if it's true that the line in our Mishnah of Mesu, meaning Nisalmanu, is referring to the case of the previous Mishnah where Reuven says your husband died, and the case of Nisgarshu is referring to the case where she had a get, so then this Mishnah is going against Rebbe, because the Mishnah say that you can marry the third one. Answers the Gemara, lo, Misa Gershon Gershon Misa. There's no Raya, because the Misa case here might be talking about the Gershon case earlier, so it might be a woman who was divorced and then widowed, or widowed and then divorced. So no Raya. Either way, though, let's talk about this issue. This is a major machlokes haposkin. The Pischei Tshuva quotes this in the end of Eben Ezer, in Kuf Samach Hey. Is there an issue of katzlanis when it comes to a case where you're doing a mitzvah by marrying your next husband? Let's say a woman, you know, a woman's two husbands die, but the second case is a case of yibum. So now, to marry the third husband is a case of yibum. So do we say there katzlanis, and Rebbe would say that, you know, you're not allowed to marry this third husband, she's doing a mitzvah. That's a machlokas aposkin. The Pischei Tshuva quotes the Berkei Yosef and others who say, but it comes to a third husband, when it comes to a yibum case, there's no issue of katzlanis. Shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara. They quote that the shluchei mitzvah ain't in nizokin, and therefore it wouldn't apply. It wouldn't apply in the case of yibum. While the chacham tzvi, that same chacham tzvi which we've spoken about before in Siman Aleph, who spoke about chalitza not being a mitzvah but just a matir, the chacham tzvi says no, that if it's a case of katzlanis, there's no mitzvah of yibum. Because that overrules. That overrules the mitzvah. That is Sakharas HaFashas. Therefore we don't allow it. And the Aruch Laner here says Our Gemara is a proof to the Chacham Tzvi. Because what does Our Gemara say? Our Gemara says our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. Why didn't the Mishnah just say our case is different? Because our case is a mitzvah of Yibum. So what? There's usually an issue of Katlan is fine, but our case is a mitzvah of Yibum. Why didn't our Gemara say that? Says the Aruch Laner is a riot to the Chacham Tzvi. That if, where there is an issue of Katlanis, where you were worried about this husband's life, we will say that there is no mitzvah. So that's a machlokas aposkim and the riot from our Gemara. So what are you going to ask? Yeah?
We had cases before, the whole Septum, two brothers died
to help to a third brother, usually, but that's two different wives.
No, as the first wife.
The first one, the second one. Okay, you're right, Nechadami, meaning the cases where we had, let's say, the first case of the next parak, we're going to have it. Right? Where two, where she married to Reuven, and then Shimon does Maimar, and then Shimon dies, in Nechadami. So the Gemara asked it here, but you might have been
able. The speech
has to do with Yibu. Okay, so you're saying it's not Mefurish like Yibu. Okay, fine. So after he doesn't, I don't know if he's his final answer is. Is that proof? But he says it seems like from our Gemara that we don't bring in the issue of a separate L'shei Mitzvah. But you're in a Chanami. This specific case of the Mishnah is not about Yibam.
If there's nothing, the Mitzvah's only
Bir Rishonis,
why would we allow
them
to say married
after? Why not just Bir Rishonis? You might say, once, like the Gemara says, Kiva de Hutra Hutra, once you say it's allowed, we might allow them to stay married. But where does this come up? Where does this discuss? The issue of Yibam B'makam Katlanis? Yehuda, Tamar, the Ramban deals with this question, Allah Torah. Right, what happened? Er and Onan, they died. And then Shela, so Yehuda makes up this whole story. Tamar, I'm sorry. The Ramban says, what do you mean? She's a Katlanis. Why did he just say, I'm sorry, you're a Katlanis? That's why I'm not giving you Shela. That's what the Ramban asks Allah Torah. Lama yisbayish Yehuda, Hamosha Bedorah, Lama yata osa, Kamosha Amru, Benesuim, Betray Zimne, Have Chazaka. So he says, yeah. Oh, that's what he continues. He says, "Va'nachon be'enai." It could be that Yehuda obviously knew that they were Rishayim. Or Lechor, he knew that they were Rishayim, and he knew that it wasn't her fault. He knew that it wasn't her fault. And really, he didn't, the Ramban's pshat is that he didn't want Shela to marry her at such a young age where he wasn't mature enough to realize what he was doing. And therefore, that's why he did not give her yet. V'odeno nar, pen yechte v'ka'ache v'sher mesu b'nu reyem. V'kasher yigdal, when he gets older and he'll listen to the Musar Aviv, so then he'll give her, that's why, but that's why he didn't suggest that. That's the Ramban's discussion, yeah?
Well, on one hand, you can say it was before
Mashiach. Oh, says the Ksav HaKabbalah, yeah? Where do we learn? About the Ramban? That's a good question, but that's, both of your points are the same. What about before Matan Torah? Where did they learn Katlanis from? But if we assume that they knew Kala Torah Kula beforehand, Kiyam Avos Kala Torah Kula Shalonitna. Well, they knew the Halacha, even if it's something based on Mesorah. It wasn't earlier than Yehuda, but we assume that the Avos, according to this whole approach, that the Avos knew the halachas, even if the source wasn't written yet in the Torah. But either way,
where's the source in the Torah?
Rebbe holds two is a chazaka. We'll get to it later. I don't remember. We'll get to it later. But anyways, it says the Ksav HaKabbalah, though, Rav Echlenberg, he quotes this whole Ramban, and he says, number one, he says, you have to say that this isn't a real Yibum case. Rabban's saying, he says the poskim discussed this case regarding, is there a mitzvah of Yibum? Is there an issue of katzlanis in the context of Yibum? So some Rishonim quote that whole story that there should have been a mitzvah of Yibum, right? Even though there was a katzlanis case. But he says, number one, there's not a real Yibum case. They were ketanim. They were ketanim, heir and owner, they were ketanim. Therefore, it can't be a real Yibum case. That wasn't a real kedushin. Wasn't a real ishus, A. And B, and then he says, Alex, is your point. And that is, that was before Matan Torah. Right, ein lahashvos haMitzvah shoy mekayim kol dema antora im haMitzvah sheachar nisinasa. Here's an important lashon. We had a shiur on this. I think it's on the web. Achronos min haMitzvos chiyuvios, v'hakodmos einam rak mitzvos ritzonios. Meaning, kiyumis. It was a mitzvah chiyuvis and a mitzvah kiyumis. Ki lo hayim mitzuven aleim. They weren't mitzuveh. Uvelazeh hayolahem rishus lefamim lihimanami lekayimam. Because they had this flexibility, sometimes if they saw that this mitzvah wasn't going to bring proper results in Shemayim, they were able to not do it. We had this idea from Rav Chaim Ivelashin, we had this idea from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, v'lachen nasa Yaakov beis achias, that's why Yaakov married two sisters, and Amram married his aunt, v'lachen eimena teimel yibam zeh, v'tamar af she'inaka hilchas ha-Torah al-di b'chol prateho. No problem. And therefore, don't bring me any rayas from this story of Yehuda and Tamar. But again, that's where it's discussed regarding the issue of katzlanis and yibam. So we'll find the Ha'ara, and then we'll continue. The Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer asks in a tshuva, according to the Rambam, getting married is a mitzvah. So why is there a whole discussion about Yibum, in the context of Yibum? So then we should say Katlanis doesn't apply. Every marriage, the whole din should fall apart, because every marriage is a mitzvah. So every marriage you just say, Shluchim mitzvah, and Nizokin, and there's no problem. Why dafka Yibum? So the Avnei Nezer says, Pashi, he says, no, obviously the first two people also did the mitzvah, and it didn't help them. Didn't help them, so Shchiyah Chazeka Shiny. I have to say this obviously the mitzvah didn't help the first two Azas. If you have a mitzvah of Yibum, mitzvah Rabbah, that's usually Doche, Isser of Eshazach, okay, then you could understand that maybe the issue of Katzlanis wouldn't apply by the mitzvah of Yibum, the Machloka Saposkim here. But in a regular case of marriage, you have to say it applies, because obviously it didn't help for the first two husbands. That's the Avnei Nezer and Evan Ezer, Simin Mem Hei in Evan Ha'ezer. It's Chel Gimel. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, V'kulan mutaris l'bnei malacheihem. Says the Gemara that these women, though, are mutar to marry the relatives of the husbands. Meaning, they can't marry this man who testified about them and helped them out, but they can marry the husband's relatives. Ask the Gemara, Maishna mehaditzan hadid mina isha, aser bi'ima ubabitu bachosa. But we have a brisa that says the opposite case does not work. If there are rumors about a married woman, right? Nidam and Aisha, then, or even not a married woman, let's say a single woman, let's say a Pnuya, Aser bi'ima ubabitu uba achosa. Then it's Aser for him to marry any of her relatives. So what's the difference? Why is it if there's an issue of Chshad, she can marry his relatives, but he can't marry her relatives? What's the difference? So Gemara has two answers. Number one, Nashi l'gabi nashi shchichan da'azlin, Gavri l'gabi gavri lo shchichan. Women hang out with each other. Women are always close to each other. Therefore, a woman is always close and in the same house with her relatives. So we're worried that if he marries one of her relatives, then he's going to get to her also. He's going to get to her also. And Rashi adds, and it's going to be even worse once he marries the relatives, because now there's an Isser Krisus. Now, whatever woman that he met, this original woman that we're worried that he has this relationship with, if he marries her relatives beforehand, okay, there was a Maisa Znus, but now it's going to be her sister, her mother, her relatives, therefore it's going to be even worse. So we want to prevent that. But men move to different places. Men aren't with each other, so therefore there's no worry that if she marries a relative of this man, that there's going to be a case, there's going to be a situation where she is going to be with this original man. One answer, Inami. A second answer, again, what's the question? Why is he not allowed to marry her relatives, but she can marry his relatives? So we had one answer. Second answer, Inami, Nashi delo asrin shechivtan ahadadi lo kafti ahadadi. In the case, let's say, what is the brisa say? He's not allowed to marry her relatives. You know why not? because let's say he marries her, this woman, okay, the guy who testified is going to marry the daughter. This daughter that he just married, of the woman that he testified about, she's not going to be so careful in terms of watching out for his behavior. You know why? Because even if he is Mizana with a relative, but so what? A man doesn't become usher to his wife because he was Mizana. A woman becomes usher to her husband if she's Mizana. But a man doesn't become usher, so therefore she's not going to be as careful. This relative who's his wife now, is not going to be as careful watching out for her husband. That's why we're not going to allow it. We're not going to allow him to marry the relative because she's not going to have her guard up so much because, let's say he is Mizana, then he's not going to be asur to the wife anyway. So that's why we're going to asur it. Gavri, the asur shchiftan adadi, kafti adadi. But in the other case, we will allow her to marry his relatives. Because you know what? If whoever she married, let's say she married his brother, the brother's going to make sure that she doesn't do anything with the original guy. You know why? Because if she does, she's also the baila. So therefore, we don't need the precautions there because the brother himself, the relative himself, will be on guard. Second answer of the Gemara. Ihachi aviv nami. If that's true then, so then why does our Mishnah only say that she is allowed to marry his children or brothers? What about his father? It's Masha from our Mishnah that the father is a problem. Gemara says, no, there's really no problem. Lo mi bai ka'amar. Really, our Mishnah is not saying the father because it's giving an added chiddush by the other relatives. Lo mi bai aviv de buzzes b'nei b'nei. Not only by the father, where we really know that nothing's going to take place because a person is not going, because it has covet and yira for his father. He's not going to do anything to his father's wife. But the opposite direction, maybe we should be choshed, kamash malan, still, even there, is not a problem. So the Mishnah is saying the bigger chiddush on not leaving out father on purpose. Period. Okay. Third parak. Arba Achin. So we've had this Mishnah before. We had it on a Shabbos 2 weeks ago. Arba Achin. Shaim Ham, three parts to the Mishnah. Part one. Four brothers, two of them are married to sisters. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Four brothers, and Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuven and Shimon die. Now, these two wives fall to Levi and Yehuda for Yibam or Chalitza, says the Mishnah. Levi and Yehuda, these two women, Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon, have to have Chalitza done to them and not Yibam. Why? As we mentioned, each of these women, if Levi goes over to either of these women, they are achos zikukaso. Each of these women have a connection to me. So, and as we'll see, that is a semi-marriage connection already. She, each of these women is really the sister of somebody who has a marriage connection to me. So that's why, on a derabbanan level, we will not allow yibum, because each of them are achos zikukaso, and therefore chalitza is in place and not yibum. And if they do jump and do yibum yotziu, we will force them to get divorced. Rabbi Elazar adds, Beishamai Omer Mikayim. Beishamai said, no, Beishamai says that you're allowed to keep them. Rabbi Elazar, and we're at a Talmud of Beishamai, no, we do not make them get divorced. Ubeisil Omer Yotziu. Ebeisil says, yotziu, we do force them to get divorced. That is all part one of the Mishnah. The Bar Tanura here, we'll read it inside. We don't have time now, but if we don't have time later, the Bar Tanura inside discusses the Gemara who switches the Shitas of Beisham and Beisilel to make Beisilel the Mekel and Beisham the Machmir. It's important Lashonos of the Bar Tanura here, where he says every case in Shas where Beisham is Mekel and Beisilel is Machmir, unless it's in that list in Masechet Idyos, you got to switch. And that's what it means, Beisham and Beisilel in the Mishnah. It's not a correct Mishnah. Look at that Bar Tanura right over here. Anyway, part one. Part two. Let's say our case again. Four brothers. Two of them married to sisters. Reuben and Shimon die. Now their two wives fall to Levi and Yehuda. What happens if one of those women is an Isser Erva to one of the remaining brothers? Let's say the two are sisters, but one of them is the mother-in-law of Levi. One of them is somehow related to Levi as well, is an Erva to Levi. So, says the Gemara, Asur bar motubachosa. There, Chalitza is not mandated. Why? Because the Erva to Levi, his mother-in-law, there's no Zika there. So she's thrown out. So there's only one woman that is connected, has a Zika to Levi. So therefore, motubachosa. So Levi is usher to his erva, because that's an erva, and mutter to marry the sister. V'hasheni usher b'shtein, but the other brother, Yehuda, who's not related specifically to either of them, the same din applies, that he's usher to both of them, because they are each acho zukukaso. Yeah. Yeah.
The one who is older is the one who's supposed to be. The second one should be.
Oh, good question. We said before in the preview earlier that only the older one, but you're right. But even if the older one is the one who we suggest to do Yibam for, we're going to say that this is all according to the opinion called Yesh Zika, which we said previously that there is a connection created really with all the brothers. We say to the older one, really, it's best for you to do it. But really, the connection is told all of them. It's not like it's only to the older, and then once he refuses, it goes to the other ones. There really is a potential connection to each of them, according to this opinion. Continues the Mishnah, Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, but if there is no Isser Erva to this brother, but there's only an Isser Chayvei Lavin or an Isser Durabanan, so then Choletzes V'lo Mesiyah Bemes, even though there's an Aveira involved here, but we still say there is a Zika. The Aveira doesn't break the Zika, therefore they're both still sisters that are Zakuk, and therefore we would say that Chalitza must be done. Third part of the Mishnah, let's say the two sisters that are left are each one of them is an Erva to one of the remaining brothers, meaning Reuven and Shimon died, they had been married to sisters. Each one of their wives is the mother-in-law of Levi and Yehuda. One of them is the mother-in-law of Levi, one of them is the mother-in-law of Yehuda. So then, beautiful, each one of them only has one woman that's connected to them, because one of them is an Erva, so she's out the window, and the other one has a Zika, and therefore they could do Yibum to that woman. Last line, Vizui Sha'amru, and this is the case which we discussed, Achosa Kshi Yevimta Ocholetzes Omes Yabemes. This is a case, you have a sister who is a Yevama, could do either or. In the case where you're an Erva, so you're not Zakuk to the Yavam at all, your sister could do whatever she wants, because your sister is not related. Mishnah. Gemara, Shmamina Yesh Zika. Our Mishnah seems to hold Yesh Zika, as Alex just said, that there is a bona fide connection between to every one of the brothers right away. D'i ain't Zika, because if not, if you say ain't Zika, michti. If you say there is no real quasi-marriage connection, again, we discussed this at the beginning of the second parak. Yesh Zika, on the rabbinic level, there's a quasi-marriage to each of the brothers. Because if you hold there is no connection, so michti, so in our Mishnah, let's see. Hanimi Shrei Bati Kaaskin, each of these women came from two different husbands. Haile Abim Chada, Haile Abim Chada. Why doesn't each of them do Yibam to one of them? It's mashmah they can't, because each one is Acho Ziku Kaso. There's a Zika to each one of them. The Gemara said, no, La'olam Eim L'cha Ein Zika. This Mishnah could even follow the opinion of Ein Zika. Maybe there's an Isser, there's a rabbinic problem here. Umishim de Kesavar. Asir Levatal Mitzvahs Yibmin. As we had before, maybe the issue here is because we're worried that one of these women who is now in the Parsha to have Yibam or Chalitza done to her, she's going to get off without anything. Why? Dilma Demiabim Chad Ma'is Idach. Maybe in our case, Levi's going to do Yibam to one of the women, and then maybe Yehuda's going to die. And then what's going to happen? The other wife that's left is just going to walk away, because now she's Achos Ishto of Levi. Become Avatal Mitzvahs Yibmin. And as we noted before, we want every woman who comes into the Parsha of being Zakuk Liyabam to either have Yibam or Chalitza done to them. And therefore, if Chalitza is done to the first woman, then even if Yehuda dies, this is Achos Chalutzaso, that's an Isidra Abanan. We'll do Chalitza to her anyway. And therefore, it'll be fine. And she'll have something done to her. But if they do Yibam, and then Yehuda dies, so then that's going to be Achos Ishto, and nothing will be done to her. So that's a Gzeira Drabanan, that we're worried that Yehuda will die. Tosfos earlier in Daf Yud Ches, you can look back, discuss when are we choshish that people are going to die or not. Are we choshish, we're always choshish that people are going to die? Tosfos discusses that on Daf Yud Ches. Sorry, no, that, as we said last time, I think I answered you the last time about this, here she's already in the Parsha of Yibam. Each of these women has a Zika. Once a woman has a Zika, so then we want her to have Yibam or Chalitza done. Any woman in general, it's not. We don't say, you know, we want everybody to have Yibam done to them. No, once a woman's in the Parsha. Also, we brought this as a riot that Chalitza is also part of the Mitzvah's Yibam. We brought this at the time against that Chacham Svi in Siman Aleph. Continues the Gemara. So if that's the issue here, The issue here is we're going to make him do chalitza because we don't want to be what we worry that the other brother is going to die. We don't want anybody to be mivatel mitzvas yimin tlasanami. Why does our Mishnah say a case of four brothers? Three brothers will have the same chiddush. Only three brothers. Reuben and Shimon, again, are married to sisters. They die. Both of their wives now go, are zakut to Levi. So there too, we would say, we want both of these women to get something. We'd tell Levi, you have to do chalitza to both of them. Because if he does yibim to the first one, the other one's achaz ishto. There's nothing anymore. So the same chiddush, if the chiddush of the Mishnah is shelo levatel mitzvas yimin, we'd say the same thing with three brothers. So the Gemara says, lo mi boy kamin, and you're right, but it's telling you an added chiddush. Lo mi boy tlasa devatel batel mitzvas yimin, not only if there are three brothers, where you're mevatel mitzvas yimin, and for sure that would be the halacha, that you got to do chalitza for both of them, aval dalel lemisa lo chayshina and kamash malam. But by four, you might say, you're going to worry that Yud is going to die? You're not worried about dying. Kamash Malan, that's the chiddush. You're even worried about somebody dying. Ihachi chamichanami. So why don't you go even further? Even five brothers, and you're worried about two of them dying. So leach of the trelo chashina. No, we're not worried about two people dying. We're only worried about one person dying. Fine. Amarav abarhuna amarav. Rav says as follows. Shalosh achios yivamo shenaflu lefnei shnei achin yivamin. Five brothers. Five brothers. Three of them are married to sisters. Five brothers. Reuben, Shimon, Levi. Yehuda, Yisachar, five brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi all die. Right? They are married to sisters and they all die. Now you have three sisters, not like our Mishnah which had two sisters. Three sisters that fall to Yehuda and Yisachar for Yibam. What's the halacha? So Zecholetz la'achas, Zecholetz la'achas, Ve'emsah Sricha Chalitza Mishnehem. Says Rav, two of them, the first two, get Chalitza. Each one of them does chalitza. Let's say Yehuda does chalitza to one woman, Yisachar does chalitza to the other woman, and the third woman that's left gets chalitza, needs to get chalitza from both of them. From both of them. So ask the Gemara why. Amalei Rava, midekamridem saw esricha chalitza mishneim, doesn't literally mean the middle one. It means the third one that has something done to them. Since you say that you need chalitza mishneim, why would you need that? Kasavris, that must be based on the following. Yesh Zika, it must be based on the principle of Yesh Zika, that each of the brothers, Yehuda and Yisachar, have a strong bond to each of these women. Vahavya le'chalitza psula, and this third chalitza is an inferior, deficient type of chalitza. What does that mean? Zenu Yisod. Rashi explains here. If it's impossible for you to do Yibam in a case, and we force you to do chalitza, that's a low-level chalitza. If chalitza takes the place of a yibum, that's a good chalitza. But if it's a low-level chalitza, if you couldn't have done yibum here, that's a low-level chalitza. So says the Gemara, v'chalitza psula tzorach l'achzor kol ha'akin. And if it's a weak type of chalitza, so then you're going to have to get chalitza from all the brothers to break the zika. Because each of them have this strong zika of yesh zika, so each of them are going to have to do chalitza. So this chalitza of the third woman is a deficient chalitza. Because why? Because this, neither of them could do yibam on this woman. Why? Because it's achos chalitzaso. So therefore, they both have to do chalitza to break the zika. One more minute. Ihachi, this is all one sentence. That's why we're doing it now. Ihachi kamaisanami. So what about the first two women? The first two women are also achos ukukaso. You can't do yibam. What's the difference between the third woman and the first two women? So the Gemara says, Eden off of Abbas Achas Achinami. If they all died, and nobody did chalitza until all three of them died, you're right. But Lo Tzricha, this is the case. Let's listen to the case, everybody, last minute. Nafla Chada Chalas La Reuven. What happened? Shimon, the first two brothers, did not die. Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar all died. So now Reuven and Shimon are left. So what happened? Reuven does chalitza to the first, Levi dies. One brother dies. Reuven does chalitza to his wife. Fine, wonderful. Well, he was allowed to do yibam. He chose to do chalitza. And then nafla idach. And then the second brother died, chalos l'shimon. And the other brother does chalitza. He could have done yibam. He does chalitza. So it's fine. And then nafla idach. Then the third brother died. So now chalos l'hai demafka zikaso. Chalos l'hai mafka zikaso. Then now each of them have to do chalitza to the third woman, because the third woman is impossible to do yibam to. Because each woman is achos chalitzaso to both of them. So therefore, each of them have to do chalitza. Again, why? Because yesh zika creates a strong bond between each of the brothers. A low-level chalitza by one brother doesn't pater all the brothers. They each have to do their own deficient chalitza in order to break the zika bond that was created by the original death. Okay, we'll stop here. And again, tomorrow Shmuel is going to argue on the shita of Rav. But that's Rav's shita.